A few days after being transferred to the Hotel du Hospital, the great actor, journalist, and author Samir Chalmaz passed away due to health complications. Hailing from Baalbek, Hermel, and belonging to the Chalmaz family, this versatile artist, born in 1942 and who passed away on August 11, 2024, was one of the last icons of the golden age of stage and screen. Samir Chalmaz, one of Lebanon's most esteemed actors, has taken his final bow. A multifaceted talent as an artist, journalist, and author, he was among the pioneers who collaborated with director Nizar Makati and the artist Chachu in establishing the National Theatre. He starred in the legendary films of the Rabbani brothers alongside Fairuz in Safar Barlek in 1967, The Voyage of Barlek, and Bint El Harris in 1977, The Guardian's Daughter. He also appeared in 27 films, including the Syrian classic Al Sheridan, The Two Vagabonds, in 1965 with Dereid Laham, and in Egyptian films such as Thalath Nisei, Three Women, in 1968, based on the novel by Aysen Abdel Kudus, as well as Cherry El Dabab, The Street of Fog, both co-starring the Lebanese icon Sabah. In 2005, he appeared in the controversial film Al Bahithat and Al Hariya, Women in Search of Freedom, directed by the avant-garde filmmaker Inez Aldaghedi. In an interview, Samir Chalmaz revealed that during his career, he was set to sign a contract for a series of Egyptian films with one of the most renowned producers, Ramses Naguib. However, this grand project was thwarted by the sudden death of the producer. In 2000, he acted alongside the legendary Fatin Hamama in Waj El Kamar, The Face of the Moon, and delivered a memorable performance with veteran actress Samira Ahmed in Imre Min Zaman El Hub, A Woman from the Time of Love, in 1998. Samir Chalmaz returned to Beirut in 2004 to star in the Lebanese series Un Homme du Passé. Lebanese and Arab audiences particularly remember him as Jad, the protagonist of the popular series Al-Nahr, The River, written by Marwan El Abed and broadcast in black and white in 1974 on Tele-Liban. In the series, Nisreen, played by the late star Noha El Khatib Sadeh, encounters a young man named Jad, who is wounded near the river. She falls in love with him and is determined to help him at any cost. At that time, Jad and Nisreen became popular names for newborns in Lebanon and across the Arab world. The public also fondly remembers his role in Ghurab, Sunset, alongside Hind Abilama and Mahmoud Saeed. I recognized his brilliance when I heard him mimic characters, nature sounds, and animals, recalls Sulla Tazani, known as Abu Salim, who was among the first to discover Chalmaz's talent when he was living in Tripoli and had joined the Al Jara Scouts. Samir Chalmaz was also a talented writer, initially working in journalism before writing scripts for television and film, as well as creating television and radio programs. In 2006, he published his first science fiction novel, Aux Confins de l'Universe, At the Edge of the Universe. He had written several other literary works that he intended to publish when the time was right. It had been 15 years since he last appeared in a television series. Yet, his physical presence, charisma, skill, and distinctive voice remained undiminished. He conducted numerous diction workshops, drawing on his deep knowledge, eloquence, and mastery of classical Arabic. Why did he choose to focus on dubbing foreign series, which were popular at the time? In an interview, Samir Chalmaz recounted an incident with a producer who, despite the success of the series, failed to pay him his due. After taking legal action, Chalmaz decided to focus on dubbing, which provided a stable income. Married to actress Siham Abu Alez, he was the father of a son, Rabi, and a daughter, Rima, whom he considered the true treasures of his life. His final television appearance was on the show The Authenticity Album, Album El Asala, hosted by journalist Robert Frangi, where he recounted his early days in Tripoli and his rise in Egyptian cinema. After recording the episode in his office, Minister of Information Ziad Al-Makari honored him with a tribute by presenting him with the Tele-Liban Award.